It's the Hidden Note for September 21st, 2012. Hey folks, it's Friday. I am ready for the weekend. I have a lot of projects planned. I've got both outlines to tidy up for TDC. I've made my selection of which novel I'm working on. I've made my selection of which two stories I'm doing. I'm good to go. What am I thinking about tonight? Well, since Friday is supposed to be a fiction day, I'm actually thinking about another podcast. I know I did the Nathan Lowell thing 2 days ago, but hey, I'm doing it again. I want to talk about my favorite fiction podcast. Now, I listen to a ton of podcasts. I'm subscribed to around 100 of them. Not all of them are weekly, daily ones. A number of them are, you know, bi-monthly or monthly, so I can usually fit them all in. And one of my favorite would be the weekly podcast, The Drabblecast. This podcast is just so freaking awesome in terms of fiction. As Norm Sherman puts it, you know, it's weird fictioners by weird authors for weird listeners. And holy shit, it's just fantastic. Over the Labor Day weekend, they did two episodes that were part of a long story arc that was just this, I'm trying to remember the writer's name. I believe Elizabeth Baer. I'm going to double check that while I'm talking to you. But the story was just a perfect combination of, you know, Cthulian, you know, legends and weird fiction in that regard, mixed with space opera. So you have Lovecraft mixed with deep, crazy space. Okay, I got the site pulled up, and Elizabeth Baer and Sarah Monette. The story was The Wreck of the Charles Dexter Ward. And, God, this is just giant Lovecraftian space, living spaceships, you know, creepy scientists and zombies. Sweet. You really need to check it out. It's wonderful. The podcast in general is just, it's fantastic, consistently awesome fiction. You know, the drabbles, the twabbles, and the main stories they run every week are just amazing. The fact that the website is a pro-paying market now, from what I understand, that means that they're paying on a word count that meets the pro-rate requirements of the SWA, Science Fiction Writers Association, is amazing. You know, and it's a cool show. I hope somebody gets something on there. So let me tie up this episode, because I'm kind of just blabbering at this point. It is Friday. It is actually Friday morning about 2 a.m. right now. Just got done with the Burning Theorsa game for this week. A lot of fun with that campaign. The guys are just great, and there's nothing quite like, you know, having one of the characters convince his younger brother not to marry the Duke's daughter, the King's daughter, the king that we're all fighting to try and kill, and then having said character get a ball thrown in celebration of certain things, and then having the ball turn into a giant fury where magic spells are being cast, people are dying, I'm setting fires, I'm killing guards, our characters get shot by crossbows and get dogpiled by guards. And we have to escape for lives, those of us who can. Fun! So, you know, it's a good time. Those are actually available online on Sean Hayworth's YouTube account. And I'll go ahead and link to those. And I think I'm going to call it there. So, you guys enjoy your Friday. Take care, you guys. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.